A recurring theme over the last 18 months or so in this city, in this state, indeed in this country, has been underpayment of people who work in hospitality in restaurants and cafes. And there have been some spectacular falls, of course, from power, none more so than George Colombaris. But today we tell you of another restaurant and a problem that is continuing despite a court case. Anouk van Doren is a former employee of something called the Immersive Group, and we'll speak to their CEO in just a moment. Anouk, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Tell us, who are Immersive Group?
Immersive Group is a company that has several businesses. One of their businesses is a restaurant in St. Kilda, and they also had two in-house catering businesses in sports clubs.
And how long have you worked for them?
Only really short, for over a period of 6 to 7 weeks.
And what happened?
I worked there as a casual event planner. And then I got told that there wasn't enough work for me to stay on. So I left a company, but they still owed me money.
How much?
Still owed me pay. In total, almost $4,500.
Over just such a short period of time?
Had you
been paid anything at all?
No.
Not a cent?
No, not a cent.
So what did you do?
Well, first I tried to solve it myself, of course. So I contacted them, asked me where my pay was, if they would check their accounts to make sure that they would pay me. When that didn't got me to where I, you know, given got me the right result or the result that I wanted, I contacted Fair Work. They tried to solve the matter, but that didn't help either.
Well, you went to Fair Work and you won.
No, they tried to contact them, but they contacted them. They sent them emails, but they didn't respond to the emails. They ignored it completely.
Multiple people have taken them to Fair Work and had orders in their favour, but not actually received any money. Have you received any money yourself?
Oh, that was after I started a small claims procedure.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
But you haven't actually got any money?
No.
Still?
No.
How long's it been going for now?
9 months now.
So these are the people who had a contract for the Yarraville Club. They run the Tolano restaurant in St Kilda. These are well-known and well-respected entities. And they claim what? They just can't pay you the money.
It's not really sure why they can't pay me the money. There was at some stage a problem that they had a cash flow problem, but that's 9 months ago. And there's no reason given why they're not paying.
Anouk, stay on. Put the headphones on. John Isherwood is CEO of the Immersive Group, which is the parent company running these different operations, hospitality operations. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. How are you?
You've had multiple claims taken against you. I think we've got half a dozen or so that we've totaled up. Orders that have been made, orders that have been, sought to be enforced, but no money forthcoming. Why not?
Well, John, I think we need to talk about the challenges of small business. We apologise to Anouk in regards to the payment and have made contact with Anouk to pay her, and Anouk has been paid money. There is no question about
She's owed $4,500.
Yeah,
when are you going to pay her? You've been ordered to pay her. Why not
comply? Yeah, we are paying her. There is no question. We are. I think the narrative needs to be here about how this situation has occurred.
No,
we
don't want to go into a long, complicated and, quite frankly, irrelevant history.
Well,
there's
an
order from the court. Why aren't you complying?
Oh, we are complying.
When?
Well, we've said we are paying her. There is no
You're
question.
Going to pay her, but that's not the same. You might, you know, payment's coming, so is Christmas.
Well, that's not the case, John. We are paying her.
Well, when are you paying her?
Well, we are paying her. She'll be paid within the next 8 weeks.
Why has it taken 9 months and why eight more weeks?
If you let me actually talk about the current situation, I think that the situation here you need to look at is how small businesses get themselves into these situations. We have apologised to Anouk. We are preparing to pay Anouk. There's underlying issues of how we get to these particular points.
My time is limited, John. I'm sorry. Four suppliers, three employees, some of whom are owed more than $10,000. Have you been drawing a wage?
Absolutely not. I'm living with my mother, John. We're a small family business that employs four staff. This is not some massive conglomerate that you were talking about before. It's a single restaurant operating four staff that the owners are working in, not taking a wage, and living with their family members to ensure that we can solve this issue as quickly as possible.
Why don't you speak to your bank and secure greater overdraft in order to pay out your obligations?
Well, John, that's sort of an unrealistic situation for a small family business of four staff. This is not some big company. This is a business that's taking less than $700,000 a year. This is a family business where the owners are living with their parents and not even taking a dollar. This isn't some massive company. I think you need to focus on what's going on in small business and the difficulties that happen with hospitality. This is an unfortunate situation that's occurred.
Amit Patel is owed nearly $7,000. Pamal Thakur is owed $12,500. Anouk Van Doren's owed $4,500. And these are orders of the court. They're not just claims. They've been verified and established.
Yes, and we've agreed to pay them.
But you haven't paid them.
But we are going through the process of paying them down.
Well, no, you're expressing an intention. That's not the same as actually handing over some money.
John, we have paid.
You've paid a fraction to some people, but these are over $20,000 in wages outstanding despite court orders.
Yeah, all these people were. Yeah, I agreed. And we are going through.
Are you going to put some money on the table or not, Mr. Isherwood?
Well, John, I tried to explain to you. Yes, we are.
No, you're not putting money on the table. You're saying one day you will.
No, I didn't say one day. I said we'll be doing this as quickly as possible.
Thank you for your time.